No confíen en él. Don't trust him. Breakdown. No. No. This is the negative command form of the verb. Ser. To be. It's used to tell someone not to do something. Confíen. Confíen. This is the. Ustedes. You all. Plural informal form of the present subjunctive of the verb. Confiar. To trust. The subjunctive is used here because the sentence expresses a recommendation or a request. En. En. This is a preposition that means in or on. Here it is used to indicate the object of the trust. Ale. Ale. This is a pronoun that means he. Key concepts. Negative command. The phrase uses the negative command form to express a prohibition or a strong recommendation against an action. Subjunctive mood. The use of the subjunctive mood in the verb. Confíen. Indicates a sense of doubt, uncertainty, or a desire. Preposition. The preposition. En. Is essential to show the direction of the trust. Tom no tenía tiempo para nosotras. Tom didn't have time for us. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun meaning, Tom. No. This is a negative adverb meaning, not. Tenía. This is the past imperfect tense of the verb, tener, meaning, to have. Tiempo. This is a noun meaning, time. Para. This is a preposition meaning, for. Nosotras. This is the object pronoun for, us, used, because the subject is male, and the object is female. Key concepts. Past imperfect tense. The past imperfect tense is used to describe actions that were ongoing, or habitual in the past. In this sentence, it describes a state of not having time that was ongoing in the past. Object pronoun. The object pronoun, nosotras, is used because the subject is male, Tom, and the object is female, us. Translation using eSpeak NG. Tom did not have time for us. Roma queda en Italia. Rome is located in Italy. Roma. Is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to the city of Rome. Queda. Is the verb, meaning, is located, or, remains. It's in the third person singular present tense, agreeing with the singular subject. Roma. En. Is a preposition meaning, in, and introduces the location. Italia. Is the object of the preposition. En. A proper noun referring to the country of Italy. No esperen demasiado de él. Don't expect too much from him. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The subject pronoun, ustedes. You all, you plural, is implied. Breakdown. No. Not. Esperen. The imperative form of the verb esperar. To expect. Demasiado. Too much. De. From. El. Him. Key concepts. Imperative. Mood. Used to give commands or make requests. Implied subject pronoun. Ustedes. You all, you plural, is understood, but not explicitly stated. Me gusta jugar al golf. I like to play golf. This sentence uses the verb gustar, which means to like in English. Gustar is an impersonal verb, meaning it doesn't have a subject. Instead, the object of the verb is what receives the liking. In this case, the object is playing golf. Jugar is the infinitive of the verb to play. It is used in this sentence to indicate the action of playing golf. Al is a preposition that means to or at. It is used here to indicate the activity of playing golf. Golf is the noun for the sport of golf. So, the entire sentence translates to me it likes to play golf, but it is naturally understood as, I like to play golf. Eres extrovertido. You are extroverted. This sentence uses the verb ser, which means to be, and is conjugated in the present tense, eres, which is the second person singular form of ser. This means it's addressing one person, you. Extrovertido is an adjective describing someone who is outgoing and enjoys being around other people. El recibió ovaciones y aplausos. He received ovations and applause. This sentence is in the past tense, using the preterite form of the verb recibir, recibir, which means to receive. El, el, is the masculine singular pronoun for he. Recibió, recibió, is the third person singular preterite form of the verb recibir, recibir. Ovations, ovaciones, is the plural noun for ovations, referring to enthusiastic applause. Y, E, means, and connects the two nouns. Aplausos, aplausos, is the plural noun for applause. This sentence conveys a sense of strong positive reception, likely after a performance or presentation. Continuemos mañana con esta discusión. Let's continue this discussion tomorrow. This sentence uses the subjunctive mood in the verb continuemos, which is the subjunctive form of the verb continuar, to continue. This indicates a suggestion or proposal about the future. The phrase mañana means tomorrow. Tom pagará por esto. Tom will pay for this. This sentence is in the future tense. Pagar means to pay. Por means for. Esto means this. Déjame las tareas complicadas a mí. Let me handle the difficult tasks. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Déjame is the imperative form of the verb dejar, to let. It is in the singular form, directed towards a single person. Las is the feminine plural definite article, referring to the plural noun. Tareas, tasks. Complicadas is a feminine plural adjective modifying tareas, indicating they are difficult. A mí is a prepositional phrase indicating who should be given the difficult tasks. The sentence structure is simple and follows the pattern imperative plus direct object plus indirect object. Tom es tuerto. Tom is blind in one eye. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Es is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb ser. To be tuerto is an adjective meaning blind in one eye. The sentence structure is typical for Spanish. Subject plus verb plus adjective. Quieren hacer esto bien. They want to do this well. Breakdown. Quieren. This is the third person plural form of the verb querer, which means to want. Hacer. This is the infinitive form of the verb to do. Esto. This is a pronoun that refers to something that has already been mentioned or is understood from the context. In this case, it is likely referring to a specific task or action. Bien. This is an adverb that means well or correctly. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. Quieren is conjugated in the present tense, third person plural form, indicating that the subject is plural, they. Infinitive. Affair. Is the infinitive form of the verb, which means it is the basic form of the verb, and is not conjugated. It is used here after the verb. Querer. To form the infinitive phrase. Hacer esto. Adverb. Bien. Modifies the verb. Hacer. Indicating how the action is to be performed. Hago las cosas a mi propio paso. I do things at my own pace. Breakdown. Hago. Is the first person singular present tense of the verb. Hacer. Which means, to do, or, to make. Las. Is the feminine plural definite article, meaning, the. Cosas. Is the noun, things. A. Is the preposition, to, or, at. Me. Is the possessive adjective meaning, my. Propio. Is the adjective meaning, own. Paso. Is the noun, pace. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun, las. Is a direct object pronoun that represents the noun, cosas. In the sentence, prepositional phrase, a mi propio paso. Is a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb, hago. Telling us how the things are done. Possessive adjective, me. Shows that the pace belongs to the speaker. Adjective agreement, the adjective, propio, agrees in gender and number with the noun, paso. Tú debes hacer lo que te digo. You must do what I tell you. This sentence is a command, and the key element is the verb, debes, which is the second person singular form of the verb, deber. To have to must. This verb is conjugated in the present indicative tense, indicating that the obligation is in the present. The pronoun tú, you, is the subject of the sentence, and is understood even though it is not explicitly stated. The object pronoun te, you, refers to the person who is being told what to do. It is the direct object of the verb digo. I say, which is conjugated in the present indicative tense. The phrase, lo que te digo, is the object of the verb, debes. Must. It means, what I tell you. The relative pronoun, que. That, which, is used to connect the two clauses. Escuché crujir una rama. I heard a branch crack. Breakdown. Escuché. Escuché. Is the past tense of the verb escuchar. Escuchar. Which means, to listen, or, to hear. Crujir. Crujir. Is a verb that means, to creak, or, to crackle. It's used here in the infinitive form, which functions as a noun. Unarama. Unarama. Means, a branch. The entire phrase uses the direct object pronoun la. La. Before rama. Rama. But it is implied in the sentence, and not explicitly stated. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns are used to replace a noun that is the direct object of a verb. In this case, the direct object is rama. Rama. Infinitives can function as nouns, as in this case, where crujir. Crujir. Acts as the object of the verb escuché, escuché. La vida no mejora. Life does not improve. La is the definite article, meaning the. Vida is the noun meaning life. No is the negation, meaning not. Mejora is the third person singular form of the verb. Mejorar. Meaning, to improve. It's in the present tense, indicating something that is not happening. ¿Dónde encontraste a su gato? Where did you find your cat? This sentence is a question using the verb encontrar. To find. Donde, donde means where, and is asking for a location. En contrast is the second person singular, you, preterite tense of the verb encontrar. To find. Preterite tense is used for actions that happened in the past and are completed. A is the preposition a. To, which is used before the direct object. Su is the possessive adjective. Su. His or her slash your, and modifies the noun. Gato. Cat, indicating that the cat belongs to the person being asked. The question is asking the listener to provide the location where they found their cat. ¿Cuántos hermanos tenés? How many siblings do you have? The sentence is a question asking about the number of siblings someone has. Let's break it down. ¿Cuántos? This translates to how many, and is an interrogative pronoun, meaning it's used to ask a question. Hermanos. This is the plural form of hermano, meaning brother. The word hermanos can refer to brothers and sisters collectively. Tenés. This is a conjugated form of the verb tener. To have. The conjugation is used in the informal second person singular, indicating you are addressing the person directly and familiarly. Therefore, the full sentence, ¿Cuántos hermanos tenés? Translates to, how many siblings do you have? The question is informal and addressed to someone you know well. No se lo digas a tu madre. Don't tell your mother. This sentence is in the negative imperative form, meaning it is a command to not do something. No. No. Is the negative adverb, meaning not. See. Say. Is a reflexive pronoun, which means to oneself. It is used here to indicate that the action of telling is being done to someone else, rather than directly to the mother. Lo. Law. Is a direct object pronoun, referring to something that is already understood in the context. In this case, it likely refers to a secret or information that the speaker does not want the mother to know. Digas. Digas. Is the second person singular present subjunctive form of the verb decir. Decir. To say. The subjunctive mood is used here to express a command or suggestion. A. A. Is a preposition meaning to. 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 Is the possessive adjective meaning your. Madre. Madre. Is the noun meaning mother. Therefore, the full translation is, do not tell it to your mother. Llegas bien. You arrive well. The sentence, llegas bien, is a simple sentence in the present tense. Llegas is the second person singular form of the verb llegar. To arrive, conjugated in the present tense, bien, means well in this context. The sentence literally translates to, you arrive well, but it is often used to express that someone has arrived safely or without any problems. It's like saying, you made it. Or, you're here. In English. No me preguntes cómo funciona. Don't ask me how it works. This sentence is in the negative form and uses the imperative mood, which means it's a command or request. No. Colon this means no and negates the verb preguntes. Me. Colon this is the indirect object pronoun meaning me. It indicates that the speaker is the person being asked. Preguntes. Colon this is the tu form of the imperative of the verb preguntar. To ask. Como. Colon this means how. Funciona. Colon this is the third person singular form of the present indicative of the verb. Funcionar. To work. It refers to the it implied by the context. Therefore, the sentence literally means, don't ask me how it works. ¿Cuál es tu temperatura? What is your temperature? This sentence is a question asking for the temperature of someone. The sentence structure is ¿Cuál es tu temperatura? ¿Cuál? This is the interrogative pronoun, which, or what, used here to ask for a specific piece of information, the temperature. Is, this is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, to be. Ser. 2. This is the second person singular possessive pronoun, your. Temperatura. This is the noun, temperature. So the entire sentence translates to, what is your temperature? Lori. I saw him slash her slash it. This sentence is in the past tense. The verb ver is conjugated in the past tense, which is be. In this case, the pronoun lo is an object pronoun that means him, her, or it. In this case, it is used to refer to a masculine singular noun. The literal translation is I saw him slash her slash it, but the more natural English translation is, I saw him slash her slash it. No puedo esperar hasta el verano. I can't wait until the summer. Breakdown. No means no, and is used for negation in Spanish. Puedo means can, and is the first person singular form of the verb, poder, to be able to. Esperar means to wait. Here, it is used in the infinitive form, which is the base form of the verb before conjugation. Hasta means until, and indicates a limit of time. El is the definite article, the, in Spanish. Verano means summer. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the negative word. No. To indicate that the speaker cannot wait. Infinitive. The verb. Esperar. Is used in the infinitive form, which is common after modal verbs like. Puedo. Preposition. The preposition. Hasta. Indicates a limit of time, making the sentence about waiting until the summer arrives. ¿Durante cuánto tiempo has estado aprendiendo inglés? How long have you been learning English? This sentence is a question in the present perfect continuous tense. Durante cuánto tiempo? Durante cuánto tiempo? Means, for how long? Has estado aprendiendo? Has estado aprendiendo? Is the present perfect continuous tense of the verb aprender to learn. It is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject, you. It is used to express an action that began in the past and continues in the present. Inglés. Inglés is the noun, English, in Spanish. So the sentence is asking how long the person has been engaged in the activity of learning English. Ellos se perdieron una buena oportunidad. They missed a good opportunity. Breakdown. Ellos. They, masculine plural pronoun, subject of the sentence. Se. Reflexive pronoun, indicating that the action of losing is done to themselves. Perdieron. Past tense of the verb. Perder. To lose. Una. A, indefinite article, feminine singular. Buena. Good, adjective, feminine singular. Oportunidad. Opportunity, feminine noun, singular. Key concepts. Reflexive pronoun. Se. Is used to emphasize that the subject of the sentence is the one affected by the action. Past tense. Perdieron. Indicates that the action of losing happened in the past. Gender agreement. The adjective. Buena. And the noun. oportunidad. Are both feminine, so they agree in gender. Él se bajó del autobús. He got off the bus. Breakdown. Ale. Ale. Colon, this is the masculine singular pronoun meaning he. She. Se. Colon, this is a reflexive pronoun meaning himself or herself. In this context, it indicates that the action of getting off the bus is performed by the subject. Ale. Bajo. Bajo. Colon, this is the past tense of the verb baja. Bajar. Which means to go down or to get off. Del. Del. Colon, this is a contraction of the preposition de. De. And the masculine singular definite article el. El. Meaning of the autobus. Autobus. Colon, this is a noun meaning bus. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. These pronouns, like se, indicate that the subject of the verb is performing the action on themselves. Prepositions. Prepositions, like de, show the relationship between a noun and another element in the sentence, in this case, the noun, autobus. Autobus. Past tense. The verb, bajo. Bajo. Is in the past tense, indicating that the action of getting off the bus already happened. Luces exactamente como Tom. You look exactly like Tom. This sentence uses the verb lucir, which means to look, in this case, to look like someone else. Exactamente means exactly. Como means like. This is a simple sentence with a subject, a verb, and a complement. Estoy seguro de que triunfará. I am sure that he slash she will succeed. The sentence. Estoy seguro de que triunfará. Is in the present tense, and indicates certainty. Breakdown. Estoy. Is the first person singular present indicative of the verb. Estar. Meaning, to be. In this case, it translates to, I am. Seguro. Is an adjective meaning, sure, or, certain. De. Is a preposition meaning, of. It indicates that the following phrase is the object of the verb. Estar. Que. Is a conjunction meaning, that. It introduces a subordinate clause. Triunfará. Is the third person singular future indicative of the verb triumphar, meaning to succeed or to triumph. In this case, it translates to he slash she will succeed. Key concepts. Present tense, used to express a state of being or an action happening now. Future tense, used to express actions or events that will happen in the future. Subordinate clause. A clause that depends on a main clause for its meaning. Object of the verb. The noun or pronoun that receives the action of the verb. Estoy intentando ayudar a un amigo. I am trying to help a friend. Estoy. Is the present tense of the verb. Estar. To be conjugated in the first person singular. Intentando. Is the gerund form of the verb intentar. To try. Ayudar. Is the infinitive of the verb ayudar. To help. A. Is the preposition. A. To. Un. Is the indefinite article. Un. A slash an. Amigo. Is the noun. Amigo. Friend. This sentence is in the present continuous tense, which is formed by using the verb estar. To be, followed by the gerund form of the main verb. $5,000 es una gran suma de dinero. This sentence means, $5,000 is a large sum of money. Breakdown. Cinco. This means 5 and is an adjective modifying the noun meal. Meal. This means 1,000 and is a noun dollaris. This is a plural noun meaning dollars and is the subject of the sentence s. This is the third person singular form of the verb ser. To be and is the verb of the sentence una. This means a and is an indefinite article modifying the noun suma. Gran. This means large and is an adjective modifying the noun suma. Suma. This means some and is a noun de. This means of and is a preposition introducing the noun phrase dinero. Dinero. This means money and is a noun. Key concepts. Agreement. The adjective. Plan. Agrees in gender and number with the noun. Suma. Which is feminine and singular. Article use. The definite article. La. Is used with the noun. Suma. To indicate that it is a specific sum of money. Preposition. The preposition. De. Is used to show possession, indicating that the sum of money belongs to the $5,000. Mi ingreso se ha reducido en un 10%. My income has been reduced by 10%. Breakdown. Me. This is the possessive pronoun, my, and is used to indicate that the income belongs to the speaker. Ingreso. This is the noun, income, and refers to the money that the speaker earns. Se ha reducido. This is a passive verb phrase. Reducir. Means, to reduce, and se. Is a reflexive pronoun that indicates the action of reducing is being done to the income. A. Is the auxiliary verb, have, in the third person singular of the present perfect tense. En un 10%. This means, by 10%, and indicates the amount by which the income has been reduced. Key concepts. Passive voice. The sentence is in the passive voice, meaning the subject is being acted upon rather than performing the action. This is shown by the use of the reflexive pronoun. Se. Present perfect tense. The verb phrase. Se ha reducido. Is in the present perfect tense, indicating that the action of reduction has already happened, and its effect is still relevant. Preposition. The preposition. En. Is used to connect the verb. Reducir. To the amount of reduction. Un 10%. Hay botones en el abrigo. There are buttons on the coat. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the third person plural form of the verb. Haber. To have, which is. I. This is a common construction in Spanish to express, there is slash a. Botones. Is the plural form of. Botón. Button, and. El abrigo. Is the masculine singular form of. Abrigo. Coat. The preposition, en, on, in, connects the buttons to the coat. Me encanta llevar a mis hijas al parque infantil. I love taking my daughters to the playground. Breakdown. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, me, in the singular form. It means, me, and is used when the speaker is the direct object of the verb. Encanta. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Encantar. Which means, to love, or, to be delighted by. The verb. Encantar. Is a reflexive verb, meaning it always takes a reflexive pronoun. In this case, the reflexive pronoun is implied, since the subject is. Me. Me. Llevar. This is the infinitive form of the verb. To take, or, to carry. Here, it is used in the infinitive form, because it is part of an infinitive phrase. Ah. This is the preposition, to, or, at, used to indicate direction, or location. Mis. This is the possessive adjective, my, used in the plural form. It means, my, and is used to indicate that the daughters belong to the speaker. Hijas. This is the plural form of the noun. Hija. Which means, daughter. Al. This is the contraction of the preposition, a, and the definite article, el, which means, to the. It is used here to indicate direction toward the playground. Parque infantil. This is a compound noun that means, playground. Parque. Means, park, and. Infantil. Means, for children. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs, infinitive phrases, compound nouns, possessive adjectives, prepositions, direct object pronouns, present indicative tense. Me comí un plátano. I ate a banana. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the reflexive verb comer, which means to eat. Me is the reflexive pronoun, indicating that the action of eating was done to oneself. Come is the past tense form of the verb comer, conjugated for the first person singular, I. Un is the masculine singular indefinite article, meaning a. Platano is the masculine singular noun for banana. A que hora nos recogerá el autobús? At what time will the bus pick us up? Breakdown. A que hora? This is asking, at what time? A que hora? Literally translates to, at what hour? But in modern Spanish, it's used for all times of day, not just hours. Nos recogerá is the future tense of recoger, meaning, to pick up. The reflexive pronoun, nos, means, us, and indicates that the bus will pick us up. El autobus is, the bus. El, is the masculine singular definite article, like, the. Autobus, is, bus. This sentence is in the interrogative form, question, and uses the future tense to indicate a future action. Adivina quién ganó. Guess who won? The sentence uses the verb adivinar, which means, to guess, and is conjugated in the imperative mood, indicating a command, or suggestion. The subject pronoun tú, you, is implied. Quién is the interrogative pronoun, who, and ganó is the past participle of the verb ganar, to win, which is conjugated in the third person singular. The phrase translates to, guess, who won. Vivo en un apartamento. I live in an apartment. Breakdown. Vivo, this is the present tense of the verb vivir, to live. The ending, o, indicates that the subject is, yo, I, en, this is the preposition, en, in, indicating location, un, this is the indefinite article, un, a slash an, meaning one, apartamento, this is the noun, apartamento, apartment. Key concepts. Present tense, this tense describes an action happening now. Prepositions, these words connect nouns, or pronouns to other words in a sentence, indicating relationships like location. Indefinite articles, these words are used to introduce nouns without specifying which one. Será mejor que vengas conmigo. It would be better if you came with me. Breakdown. Será. This is the future tense of the verb ser, to be. In this context, it means, it will be. Mejor. This is the comparative adjective meaning, better. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. Here, it means, that. Vengas. This is the subjunctive form of the verb. Venir. To come, in the second person singular. It is used to express a wish, suggestion, or possibility. Conmigo. This means, with me. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used in Spanish to express a variety of things, including wishes, suggestions, possibilities, and doubts. Future tense. The future tense is used to talk about actions that will happen in the future. Comparative adjectives. Comparative adjectives are used to compare two things. Tomás empezó a cantar. Tomás began to sing. Empezó. This is the third person singular preterite of the verb. Empezar. To begin. It indicates that the action of beginning to sing occurred in the past, and is completed. A cantar. This is an infinitive phrase, indicating the action that Tomás began to do. The a is used before infinitives to indicate the beginning of an action. No había nadie ahí. There was no one there. This sentence uses the past imperfect tense of the verb haber, which means to have or to there be in this context. The word nadie is an indefinite pronoun meaning no one or nobody. The word ahí means there and is an adverb of place. The sentence structure is as follows. No. Negative adverb. Había. Past imperfect of. Haber. Nadie. Indefinite pronoun. Ahí. Adverb of place. Un médico me ha dicho que comer huevos era malo para mi salud. A doctor told me that eating eggs was bad for my health. Breakdown. Un médico. Un médico. This is a masculine singular definite article. Un. A, followed by the masculine singular noun. Médico. Doctor. So, it means, a doctor, but since it's definite, it implies a specific doctor. Me ha dicho. Me ha dicho. This is the present perfect of the verb. Decir. To say, conjugated in the third person singular, which is used for the impersonal, he/she/it said, and the direct object pronoun. Me. Me, before it. The entire phrase means, he/she/it has told me. Que come huevos era malo. Que comer huevos era malo. This is a subordinate clause introduced by the conjunction. Que. That. Come huevos. Comer huevos. This is the infinitive verb. Comer. To eat, followed by the masculine plural noun. Huevos. Eggs. It means, to eat eggs. Era malo. Era malo. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Ser. To be, conjugated in the third person singular, he/she/it was, followed by the masculine singular adjective. Malo. Bad. It means, was bad. Para mi salud. Para mi salud. This is a prepositional phrase that means, for my health. It is formed by the preposition, para. For, followed by the possessive pronoun, me. My, and the feminine singular noun, salud. Health. Estoy avergonzado de haber sido grosero con ella. I am embarrassed to have been rude to her. Estoy. Estoy. Is the present tense of the verb estar, meaning, to be, and is used to describe a temporary state, or feeling. Avergonzado. Avergonzado. Is the past participle of the verb avergonzar, meaning, to embarrass. In this case, it acts as an adjective, describing the feeling of embarrassment. De. Is a preposition meaning, of, or, from. Here, it introduces the cause of the embarrassment. Haber sido. Haber sido. Is the past perfect of the verb ser, meaning, to be. This construction expresses an action that happened in the past, and is completed before another past action. Grossero. Grossero. Is an adjective meaning rude. Conella. Conella. Is a prepositional phrase meaning with the. The sentence structure is quite common in Spanish. Notice how the past participle avergonzado is used with the verb estar to express a current state of being embarrassed. The past perfect habercido is used to complete the action of being rude, which occurred in the past. Él es inteligente. He is intelligent. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence, meaning it states a fact. Él is the subject pronoun, meaning he. Es is the third person singular form of the verb ser, to be. Inteligente is the adjective, intelligent. No puede haber mentido. He slash she could not have lied. This sentence uses the poder verb, which means to be able to or to can. However, it is in the past tense, so the full meaning is could have. The haber verb in this sentence is a helping verb and is also in the past tense. This indicates that the action of lying could have occurred, but did not. The word mentido is the past participle of the verb mentir, which means to lie. The sentence as a whole translates to he slash she could not have lied. Te ves extenuado. You look exhausted. Breakdown. Te is the informal pronoun for you, and functions as the indirect object of the verb, ves. Ves is the third person singular present indicative of the verb, ver, to see. It is used with the pronoun, ti, to indicate that the action is being performed on you, the indirect object. Extenuado is the masculine singular form of the adjective, extenuado, meaning exhausted. In this sentence, it functions as an adjective modifying you and describing your appearance. Key concept. This sentence uses the reflexive verb, vers, which is conjugated with the pronoun, ti, to indicate that you are the one being seen as exhausted. Todavía estás enferma. Debes quedarte en cama. You are still sick. You should stay in bed. Breakdown. Todavía. Todavía. Means, still, and is used to indicate that a situation continues. It's like saying, up to this point in time. Estás. Estás. Is the second person singular present tense of the verb, estar. Estar. Which means, to be, in the sense of a state, or condition. This is how we say, you are, in a formal, or polite way. So it is being used here to describe the person's state of being sick. Enferma. Enferma. Is the feminine singular form of the adjective, enfermo. Enfermo. Which means, sick, or, ill. The feminine form is used to agree with the subject. Tú. Tú. You, which is feminine in Spanish. Debes. Debes. Is the second person singular present tense of the verb, deber, deber, which means, to have to, or, should. Quedarte. Quedarte. Is the second person singular present tense of the reflexive verb, quedas. Quedarse. Which means, to stay, or, to remain. The reflexive pronoun, ti, te, is attached to the verb, emphasizing the action is directed towards oneself. En cama. En cama. Literally means, in bed, describing the place where the person should stay. Key concepts. Present tense. Both verbs, estar. Estar. And, deber. Deber. Are in the present tense, indicating ongoing states or actions. Reflexive verb. The verb. Quedas. Quedarse. Is used in its reflexive form. Quedat. Quedarte. which emphasizes the action's effect on the subject. Agreement. The adjective, enferma. Enferma. Agrees in gender with the subject, tu.
Tu.
You, which is feminine in Spanish. Pareces cansada. You look tired. This sentence is a simple statement that expresses an observation. Pareces means, you seem, or, you look. This verb is in the second person singular present tense of the verb. Parecer. Which means, to seem, or, to appear. Cansada. Is the feminine singular form of the adjective. Cansado. Meaning, tired. In Spanish, adjectives have to agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. In this case, it agrees with the pronoun.
Tú.
You, which is understood in the sentence. The sentence follows the basic subject-verb-adjective structure common in Spanish. Tom era pobre. Tom was poor. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the verb, ser, which is used to describe characteristics, qualities, or states of being. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a male named Tom. Era. This is the past tense form of the verb, ser. It means, was. Pobre. This is an adjective meaning, poor. Me costó 5,000 yenes preparar mi bicicleta. It cost me 5,000 yen to repair my bicycle. Breakdown. Me. This is the pronoun, me, and it is the direct object of the verb, costó. Costó. This is the past tense of the verb, costar, which means, to cost. 5,000. This is the number, 5,000, and it is the direct object of the verb, costo. Yenes. This is the plural of the word, yen, which is the Japanese currency. Preparar. This is the infinitive verb, to repair. It is used here as an infinitive phrase to describe the action of the sentence. Me. This is the possessive adjective, my, and it modifies the noun, bicicleta. Bicicleta. This is the noun, bicycle. Soy bueno. I am good. This sentence uses the verb, ser, which means, to be. In this case, it's conjugated in the first person singular present tense, which is, soy. Because the subject is, I. Bueno. Means, good, and is an adjective modifying the subject, I.
Yo pensaba que él vendría.
I thought he would come. This sentence is in the past imperfect tense, and expresses an opinion, or belief that was held in the past. Here's a breakdown. Yo pensaba. This is the subject pronoun, I, and the imperfect form of the verb, pensar, to think. It indicates that the speaker held the belief in the past. Que, this is the conjunction, that, and introduces the subordinate clause. Él vendría. This is the subject pronoun, he, and the conditional form of the verb, venir, to come. It describes the action that the speaker thought would happen in the past. The conditional form, vendría, implies that the speaker believed the action was likely to occur, but it did not necessarily happen.
Viven en una casa cercana a la nuestra.
They live in a house near ours. Breakdown.
Viven.
This is the present tense of the verb.
Vivir.
To live. It is conjugated in the third person plural, indicating that the subject is they.
En.
This is a preposition that means, in.
Una.
This is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article, a slash an.
Casa.
This is a noun meaning, house.
Cercana.
This is the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Cercano.
Near.
A.
This is the preposition, to.
La.
This is the feminine singular definite article, meaning, the. nuestra. This is the feminine singular possessive adjective meaning, our. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb, vivir, is conjugated in the present tense, third person plural. This is important, because it tells us the subject is, they. Articles. The indefinite article, una. And the definite article, la. Are used to specify the noun, house. Prepositions. The prepositions, en. And, a. Indicate location, and direction, respectively. Adjectives. The adjective, cercana. Modifies the noun, casa. Possessive adjectives. The possessive adjective, nuestra. Shows that the house belongs to the speaker, and others. Nadie fue capaz de resolver el acertijo. No one was able to solve the riddle. Nadie means no one, and is a pronoun. It is the subject of the sentence. Fue is the third person singular past tense of the verb ser, to be. It is used in the impersonal form, which means it is not referring to a specific person. Capaz means capable, and is an adjective modifying the pronoun. Nadie. De is a preposition meaning of. Resolver means to solve, and is an infinitive verb. El means the, and is a definite article. Acertijo means riddle, and is a noun. The sentence uses the impersonal form of the verb ser in the past tense to indicate that no one was able to solve the riddle. Todos los pájaros pueden volar. Can all birds fly? This is an interrogative sentence in Spanish, meaning it asks a question. Todos los pájaros pueden volar. This is the interrogative sign, indicating the beginning of a question. Todos. This means, all, in English. Here, it functions as an adjective modifying the noun that follows. Los. This is the definite article, the, in masculine plural form, agreeing in gender and number with the noun that follows. Pájaros. This means, birds, in English. It is a masculine plural noun. Pueden. This is the third person plural form of the verb, poder, which means, to be able to, or, can. This form indicates that the subject of the sentence is plural, and the action is in the present tense. Volar. This means, to fly, in English. Here, it is an infinitive verb. In English, the sentence is structured as can, auxiliary verb, all, adjective, birds, noun, fly, verb. The sentence structure in Spanish differs slightly, but the overall meaning is the same. The key concept is that the sentence asks if birds are generally able to fly. No entenderías. Es algo de chicas. You wouldn't understand. It's a girl thing. Breakdown. No means no, and is used for negation. Entenderías is the conditional form of the verb entender. To understand, conjugated in the second person singular. This means it is referring to you, singular. Es is the third person singular form of the verb to be in the present tense. Algo means something or anything. De is a preposition meaning of or from. Chicas is the plural form of the word chica, which means girl. Key concepts. Conditional tense. The conditional tense is used to express something that is possible or likely to happen in the future. Gendered nouns. Spanish nouns have genders, meaning they are classified as masculine or feminine. This influences the articles and adjectives used with them. In this case, the noun chicas, girls, is feminine, which is why the article de is used. Direct translation.
While this phrase can be translated literally, it is important to understand the cultural context of the phrase, it's a girl thing, as it is often used to refer to something that men might not understand or find interesting. No quiero ir a Boston con vos. I don't want to go to Boston with you. Breakdown. No. This is the negative word, no, in Spanish. Quiero. This is the first person singular form of the verb. Querer. To want, conjugated in the present tense. Ir. This is the infinitive verb. Ir. To go. Ah. This is the preposition, to, in Spanish. Boston. This is the name of the city Boston. Con. This is the preposition, with, in Spanish. Vos. This is the informal pronoun, you, in Spanish. It is used in Argentina, Uruguay, and parts of Paraguay. Key concepts. Negation. The use of. No. At the beginning of the sentence negates the following action. Verb conjugation. The verb. Quiero. Is conjugated in the present tense, indicating that the speaker's desire is happening now. Infinitive verb. The verb. Ir. Is used in its infinitive form after. Quiero. Indicating the action of going. Prepositions. A. And. Con. Are prepositions that show the relationship between the verb and the following nouns. Pronouns. The informal pronoun. Vos. Is used to address the listener in a casual way. Note. The use of vos is specific to certain regions of Spanish. In other regions, the pronoun tú would be used instead. ¿Puedes cruzar el río nadando? Can you cross the river by swimming? The sentence is a question in the tú you form. Pudes. This is a combination of the verb poner. To be able to, conjugated in the tú form with the interrogative word. Question mark. Cruzar. This is the infinitive form of the verb cruzar. To cross. El río. This is the definite article. El. The, followed by the noun. Río. River. Nadando. This is the gerund form of the verb nadar. To swim. Which indicates the means by which the action is being performed. The whole sentence is asking if the person being addressed is capable of crossing the river by swimming. ¿Has visto el control remoto? Have you seen the remote control? This sentence is asking a question, using the verb haber in the present perfect tense. The structure is has plus visto plus el plus control remoto plus has is the contracted form of has tú, meaning have you. Visto is the past participle of the verb ver to see, and it agrees in gender and number with the object. El control remoto. The remote control, el, is the masculine singular definite article, meaning, the. Control remoto, is a masculine noun meaning, remote control. Is the question mark. The sentence is asking whether the person being addressed has seen the remote control. The present perfect tense indicates that the speaker is interested in whether the listener has seen the remote control at some point in the past up to the present moment. Te daré el dinero mañana. I will give you the money tomorrow. Breakdown. Te is the object pronoun, you, in the informal singular form. It's used because the sentence is addressed to one person. Daré is the future tense of the verb dar, to give. The future tense indicates an action that will happen in the future. El dinero is the masculine singular definite article, the, followed by the noun, money. Mañana is the adverb, tomorrow, meaning in the future. Key concepts. Object pronouns. These are pronouns that replace direct or indirect objects in a sentence. They are used to avoid repetition and to create more concise sentences. Future tense. This tense indicates that an action will happen in the future. It is formed by adding the ending, e acute, to the verb stem. Definite articles. Definite articles are used to specify a particular noun. In this case, the specifies which money is being given. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs, providing information about time, place, manner, or degree. In this case, tomorrow tells us when the action will happen. Vosotros sois un poco más altos que yo. No. You all are a little taller than me, right? The sentence uses the informal vosotros, which is the second person plural pronoun, meaning you all. The verb sois is the present tense of the verb ser, to be conjugated for vosotros. Más altos is the comparative form of the adjective alto, tall, meaning taller. Que is the conjunction than. Yo means I. The phrase no functions as a tag question, similar to right. In English, seeking confirmation. Cometiste el mismo error. You made the same mistake. Breakdown. Cometiste is the second person singular preterite form of the verb cometer. To commit. El mismo means the same. Error means mistake. Key concepts. Preterite tense is used to describe a completed action in the past. El mismo is a common phrase that emphasizes that something is exactly the same as something else. A Tom no le agrada Mary. Tom does not like Mary. Breakdown. A Tom colon, this is the subject of the sentence. Tom is the name of a person. The a is a preposition that means to, in this case, no. Le colon, this is a negation. Le is the pronoun, him or her, in this case, but it's used with the verb agrada, which takes an indirect object. Agrada colon, this is the verb to please or to like. Mari colon, this is the object of the sentence. Mari is the name of a person. Key concepts. Negation. The word no is used to make the sentence negative. Indirect object pronoun. The pronoun le is an indirect object pronoun. It indicates who the action of the verb is directed towards. Subject-verb agreement. The verb agrada is in the third person singular form, agreeing with the singular subject. Tom. Estoy intentando ver cómo resuelvo el problema yo solo. I am trying to see how I can solve the problem by myself. Breakdown. Estoy. This is the present tense of the verb estar, meaning to be. It's used here to express a state of being or action in progress, similar to am in English. Intentando. This is the present participle of the verb intentar, meaning to try or to attempt. It's used here as a gerund, showing an ongoing action. Ver. This is the infinitive form of the verb to see. Como. This is an adverb meaning how. It is used here to ask a question about the manner in which something is done. Resuelvo. This is the present tense of the verb resolver, meaning to solve or to resolve. Here it's used in the first person singular form, indicating the speaker is the one solving the problem. El problema. This is a noun phrase referring to the problem in question. Yo solo. This is a phrase meaning, by myself, or, alone. Yo. Means, I, and. Solo. Means, alone. This sentence demonstrates the use of the present tense, gerunds, and the expression, by myself, in Spanish. Los niños han estropeado el radio. The children have ruined the radio. Breakdown. Los niños. Los niños. Colon, this is the subject of the sentence, meaning, the children. Los is the masculine plural definite article. Han estropeado. Han estropeado. Colon, this is the present perfect tense of the verb, estropar, which means, to ruin. Han is the third person plural of the auxiliary verb, haber. El radio. El radio. Colon, this is the direct object of the sentence, meaning, the radio. El is the masculine singular definite article. Key concepts. Present perfect tense. Used to describe actions that started in the past, and have an effect in the present. Direct object. The noun, or pronoun that receives the action of the verb. Definite articles. Used to specify a noun that has already been mentioned, or is understood by the context. Aquel es nuevo. Is that one new? The sentence is a question, asking if something is new. Aquel. Is the interrogative pronoun. Aquel. Meaning, that one, or, that. This is used to refer to something that is already understood in the context of the conversation. It's singular, and masculine, indicating that the thing being referred to is one, and it is not a person. Es. Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, to be. Ser. Nuevo. Is the masculine singular adjective, new. The word order is typical for Spanish questions, where the question word is at the beginning of the sentence, followed by the verb, and the subject. The intonation of the sentence would also rise at the end, making it a question. Este camino conduce a la ciudad. This road leads to the city. Breakdown. Este. This, masculine singular, used here as a pronoun. Camino. Road, masculine singular noun. Conduce. Leads, third person singular present indicative of the verb. Conducir. A. To, preposition. La. The, feminine singular definite article. Ciudad. City, feminine singular noun. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The definite article. La. Agrees in gender with the noun. Ciudad. Which is feminine. Verb conjugation. The verb. Conduce. Is conjugated in the third person singular present indicative to agree with the singular subject. Camino. Preposition. The preposition. A. Indicates direction, and is used before the noun phrase. La ciudad. ¿A poco sí? Really? Or, is that right? This sentence is an informal way of expressing surprise, or disbelief. ¿A poco? ¿A poco? Means, is that so? Or, really? It's a common expression in Spanish used to show surprise, or disbelief. She. Sí. Means, yes, and emphasizes the disbelief. The literal translation would be, is that little bit yes? But in English it is more natural to use, really? Or, is that right? Fue hace un mes. It was a month ago. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb, ser. To be, which is, fue. The phrase, hace un mes. Literally means, makes a month, but it is an idiomatic expression meaning, a month ago.
It's important to note that in Spanish, when we talk about time elapsed, we use the verb hacer to make, instead of a preposition like for or since in English. Japón es una de las mayores potencias económicas del mundo. Japan is one of the biggest economic powers in the world. Breakdown. Japón. This is the Spanish word for Japan. It is a proper noun, and is capitalized. S. This is the third person singular form of the verb, sir, to be. It's used here to indicate that Japan is something. Una. This is the feminine singular definite article, meaning a, or one. De. This is a preposition meaning of las. This is the feminine plural definite article, meaning the mayores. This is the feminine plural form of the adjective mayor, bigger, greater. It's used here to describe the economic powers, potencias. This is the feminine plural noun for powers, referring to economic power in this case, económicas. This is the feminine plural adjective, economic, del. This is a contraction of the preposition, the, of, and the masculine singular definite article, el, the, mundo. This is the Spanish word for world. Key concepts. Gender and number agreement. Spanish nouns and adjectives must agree in gender, masculine slash feminine, and number, singular slash plural. Definite articles. The definite articles. El. La. Los. Las. Are used before nouns to indicate that the noun is specific and known to both the speaker and listener. Prepositions. Prepositions like de. Of, show relationships between words in the sentence. ¿Por qué me estás haciendo esto? Why are you doing this to me? This sentence is asking a question using the interrogative pronoun. ¿Por qué? Meaning, why? The verb, estás, is the present tense of the verb, estar. Conjugated in the second person singular, you are, and the gerund, haciendo, is the present participle of the verb, hacer. Doing, the pronoun, esto, refers to something previously mentioned or understood in context. Mary es la tía de Tom. Mary is Tom's aunt. The sentence uses the verb ser, ser, which is the verb to be in Spanish. It is used to describe a state of being or a permanent characteristic. In this case, it is used to express the family relationship between Mary and Tom. La, la, is the definite article, meaning the, and it refers to Mary. Tía, tía, is the noun meaning aunt. De, is a preposition meaning of and indicates possession. Tom, Tom, is the proper noun referring to Tom. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating that the relationship between Mary and Tom is current. Mira detrás de ti. Look behind you. This sentence is an imperative, telling someone to do something. Mira is the informal imperative form of the verb mirar, which means to look. Detrás is a preposition meaning behind. T is the pronoun you in the informal form. Esto es muy importante para mí. This is very important to me. Breakdown. Esto. This is a demonstrative pronoun that refers to something nearby. Es. Is, this is the third person singular form of the verb, ser, which means, to be. Muy. Very, this is an adverb that intensifies the adjective, importante. Importante. Important, this is an adjective that describes something that has a significant impact, or value. Para.
For, this preposition indicates the purpose, or beneficiary of something. Me. Me, this is the first person singular pronoun in the object form. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns. Esto. Indicates something nearby. Third person singular verb. Es. Is the present tense form of the verb, sir, in the third person singular. Adverbs. Muy. Modifies the adjective, importante. Prepositions. Para. Indicates the purpose, or beneficiary of the action. Object pronoun. Me. Is the object form of the personal pronoun, yo, I. Tom no debería ser tan codicioso. Tom shouldn't be so greedy. Tom. This is the name of the person being discussed. No debería. This is the negative form of the conditional tense of the verb. Deber. To should, meaning it is a suggestion, or recommendation. The full phrase is the equivalent of shouldn't. Ser. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to be, but it is used here to form the present participle, being, in the following phrase. Tan. This means, so, or, that, in the context of this sentence, emphasizing the degree of greediness. Codicioso. This is an adjective meaning, greedy. Ellos no hicieron nada. They did nothing. This sentence is in the preterito indefinido. Simple past tense. Ellos. This is the masculine plural subject pronoun meaning, they. No. This is the negation meaning, not. Hicieron. This is the third person plural preterite form of the verb. Hacer. Which means, to do, or, to make. Nada. This is the negative indefinite pronoun meaning, nothing. ¿Cuál prefieres? Which one do you prefer? The question, ¿cuál prefieres? Is asking about a preference between two, or more options. ¿Cuál? Is an interrogative pronoun meaning, which one, and is used to ask about a specific item from a set. ¿Prefieres? Is the second person singular form of the verb. Preferir. Meaning, to prefer. The sentence literally translates to, which one do you prefer? No te enojes conmigo. Don't be angry with me. Breakdown. No. No. Is the negative command form of the verb. Ser. To be. Ti. Te. Is the object pronoun for, you, informal, singular. Enojes. Enojes. Is the second person singular, informal, present subjunctive form of the verb. Enojar. To get angry. Conmigo. Conmigo. Is the preposition, with, plus the pronoun, me. Key concepts. Negative command, this sentence uses the negative command form of the verb, ser. To express a request, or order. Object pronoun, the object pronoun, te. Clarifies that the anger is directed at the listener. Subjunctive mood, the subjunctive mood is used to express a desire, doubt, or possibility. In this sentence, it emphasizes that the speaker doesn't want the listener to get angry. Prepositional pronoun, the prepositional pronoun, conmigo, indicates that the anger is directed, with, the speaker. La tabla es de alrededor de dos metros de largo. The table is about 2 meters long. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. La. This is the definite article meaning, the, and it is feminine singular, because it refers to tabla. Table, which is a feminine noun. Tabla. This is the noun meaning, table. Es. This is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present indicative. De. This preposition means, of, or, from, and is used to indicate the material, or origin of something. alrededor. This adverb means around or approximately. There. This preposition means of or from and is used to indicate the measurement. Dos. This is the number 2. Metros. This is the noun meaning meters. There. This preposition means of or from and is used to indicate the unit of measurement. Largo. This adjective means long. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The definite article. La. And the adjective. Largo. Agree in gender with the noun. Tabla. Prepositions. The prepositions. De. Are used to indicate possession, measurement, and unit of measurement. Adverbs. The adverb. Alrededor. Modifies the adjective. Largo. Indicating that the length is approximate. Tom es un amigo cercano mío. Tom is a close friend of mine. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb ser, ser, which means to be in English. The word un, un, is the masculine singular indefinite article, which means a in English. The word amigo, amigo, is a masculine noun meaning friend in English. The word cercano, cercano, is an adjective meaning close in English. The phrase mío, mío, is a possessive adjective meaning mine in English. It is used here to show that Tom is a close friend of mine. Esta caja contiene 5 manzanas. This box contains 5 apples. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb contiene, which means to contain. Esta is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective this. Caja is a noun meaning box. The word contiene agrees in number and gender with the noun caja. Cinco is the cardinal number 5 and manzanas is the plural noun, apples. Voy por buen camino. This translates to, am I on the right track? Breakdown. Voy. Voy. Is the first person singular present indicative of the verb, which means, to go, in English. This implies movement, or progress. Here, it translates to, am I going? Por buen camino. Buen is the masculine singular form of the adjective bueno, meaning good. Camino means path or road in English. Together they represent a good path or right direction. This is the question mark in Spanish, indicating the sentence is asking a question. Key concepts. Present indicative. The verb voy is conjugated in the present indicative tense, meaning the action is happening now. Prepositional phrase, por buen camino, is a prepositional phrase using por, meaning by, or through, in English. It is used to specify the direction of movement, or progress. Interrogative sentence. The sentence structure includes an interrogative word at the beginning of the sentence, indicating a question. Hay cuatro muebles en el cuarto. There are 4 pieces of furniture in the room. Breakdown. Ay. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Haber. Which means, to have, or, there is slash are. Here, it is used to indicate existence. Cuatro. This means, 4. It's a cardinal number. Muebles. This is the plural form of the noun. Mueble. Which means, piece of furniture. En. This preposition means, in. El cuarto. This means, the room. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. I. Agrees with the plural noun. Muebles. In number. Prepositions. The preposition. En. Indicates location. Articles. The definite article, el, is used before the noun. Cuarto. Tom fue a la cocina por algo de café. Tom went to the kitchen for some coffee. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, the person who performed the action. Fue. This is the past tense form of the verb, ir. To go, indicating that Tom went to the kitchen in the past. A la cocina. This is the prepositional phrase indicating where Tom went. A means to, and la cocina means the kitchen. Por. This preposition means for or because of. It is used to indicate the reason for going to the kitchen. Algo de café. This is the object of the sentence. Algo means some, and café means coffee. Tom went to the kitchen to get some coffee. He leído muchas clases de libros. He has read many kinds of books. He is the subject pronoun, he, in Spanish. Leído is the past participle of the verb. Leer. To read. In this sentence, it's used in the past perfect tense, which indicates an action that was completed before another action in the past. Muchas means many, and modifies the noun. Clases. Clases is the plural form of the noun. Clase, which means kind, or type. Here, it refers to different genres, or categories of books. De is a preposition meaning of, and connects clases to the noun libros. Libros means books and is the object of the verb leído. In this sentence, the past perfect tense emphasizes that the action of reading happened in the past and is finished. The phrase highlights the diversity of books that the person has read, as indicated by the use of muchas clases de. Duermo con dos edredones en el invierno. I sleep with two comforters in the winter. Breakdown. Duermo. Duermo. Is the first person singular present tense form of the verb. Dormir. To sleep. It indicates that the action is happening now. Con. Con. Is the preposition with. It indicates that the speaker is sleeping with two comforters. Dos. Dos. Is the number, two. Edredones. Edredones. Is the plural form of. Edredón. Comforter, duvet. En el invierno. En el invierno. Is the prepositional phrase, in the winter. It specifies the time of year when the speaker sleeps with two comforters. Key concepts. Present tense is used to describe actions happening now. Prepositions are words that connect nouns or pronouns to other words in a sentence. Plural forms indicate that there is more than one of something. Prepositional phrases give more information about time, place, or other details. ¿Qué están buscando? This translates to, what are they looking for? Breakdown. ¿Qué? This is the interrogative word, what? Están. This is the present progressive form of the verb, estar, which means, to be. It's conjugated in the third person plural, they. Buscando. This is the present participle of the verb, buscar, which means, to look for. Key concepts. Interrogative sentence. This is a question, signified by the use of the question mark. Present progressive. The verb, estar, is used to form the present progressive tense, indicating an action that is currently happening. Third person plural. The verb conjugation, están, and the participle, buscando, are in the third person plural, indicating that the subject is, they. Le escribiré a Tom. I will write to Tom. Le is a pronoun that means, to him, or, to her. But in this case, it's used to indicate that the action of writing is directed toward Tom. It's a common way to use le. In Spanish, particularly with verbs like escribir, to write. Escribiré is the future tense of the verb escribir. It means, I will write. A is the preposition to, and is used to introduce the indirect object, Tom. Tom is the name of the person the speaker will be writing to. ¿Saben de quién es esta bici? Do they know whose bike this is? Breakdown. Saber. This is the informal, usted's, form of the verb, saber, meaning, to know. It's asking, do they know? De quién, this is a combination of, de, of, and, quién, who. This is used to ask, whose, is, this is the verb, to be, in the third person singular, conjugated to match the noun, bici, bike. Esta bici, this is the definite article, esta, this, and the noun, bici, bike. Key concepts. Interrogative sentence. This sentence is asking a question. Subject pronoun. The subject pronoun, they, is implied, but not stated. Possessive pronoun. Whose, is a possessive pronoun, indicating ownership. Direct object. The bike is the direct object of the verb, no. Esta es tu cerveza. Is this your beer? This sentence is a simple question using the verb ser to be in the present tense. Esta is the contraction of es esta, which means is this. Tu means your, cerveza means beer. So the question is asking if the beer belongs to the person being addressed. Tom le preguntó a Mari qué tipo de películas le gustaban. Tom asked Mary what kind of movies she liked. Breakdown. Tom. This is the proper noun for Tom, the subject of the sentence. Le. This is the indirect object pronoun, meaning, to him, or, to her. It refers to Mary. Preguntó. This is the past tense of the verb. To ask, meaning, asked. Ah. This is a preposition meaning, to, or, at. Mari. This is the proper noun for Mary, the indirect object of the sentence. Que. This is an interrogative pronoun meaning, what. Tipo. This is a noun meaning, type. De. This is a preposition meaning, of. Películas. This is a noun meaning, movies. Le. This is the indirect object pronoun, meaning, to him, or, to her. It again refers to Mary. Gustavan. This is the imperfect tense of the verb, to like, meaning, liked. Key concepts. Indirect object pronouns. In this sentence, le. Is used twice to indicate the person being asked, to marry. This is a common structure in Spanish. Interrogative pronoun. Que. Is used to ask, what, making this sentence a question. Prepositions. A. And. De. Are used to connect the nouns in the sentence. Note. The sentence structure in Spanish is slightly different from English. In English, we would say, what kind of movies does Mary like? But in Spanish, the order is reversed. Me gustaría que te hicieran un reconocimiento meticuloso. I would like for them to give you a meticulous recognition. This sentence is in the conditional mood in Spanish, which expresses a desire or possibility. It uses the verb gustar, gustar, which means to like or to be pleasing. It is conjugated in the first person singular, me, meaning I. The phrase que te hicieran, que te hicieran, is a subjunctive clause that follows gustar. The subjunctive mood is used to express a desire, possibility, or opinion. Hicieran, hicieran. is the past subjunctive form of the verb hacer, hacer, which means to do. It is conjugated in the third person plural, hicieron, meaning they would do. The phrase un reconocimiento meticuloso, un reconocimiento meticuloso, is the object of the verb hacer, hacer. Un, un, is the masculine singular indefinite article, meaning a. Reconocimiento, reconocimiento, means recognition, meticuloso, meticuloso, means meticulous, which means paying attention to details. Therefore, the sentence me gustaría que te hicieran un reconocimiento meticuloso means, I would like for them to give you a meticulous recognition. Debemos cumplir con nuestra tarea. We must fulfill our task. Breakdown. Debemos. This is the first person plural form of the verb. Deber. To have to owe, to be obligated. It indicates that we are obliged to do something. Cumplir. This means, to fulfill, to comply with, or to carry out. It indicates that we are required to complete something. Con. This preposition means, with. It indicates that we must fulfill the task in a specific way. Nuestra. This is the possessive adjective meaning, our. It indicates that the task belongs to us. Tarea. This means, task, assignment, or duty. It is the object of the verb. Cumplir. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb. Debemos. Is conjugated in the first person plural form of the present indicative tense. This indicates that the action is happening now, and involves the speaker, and others. Prepositions. The preposition. Con. Is used to show a connection between the verb. Cumplir. And the task. Possessive adjectives. The possessive adjective. Nuestra. Helps clarify, who is responsible for the task. Sugiero que nos centremos en terminar esto. I suggest that we focus on finishing this. This sentence is a suggestion in the indicative mood. Sugiero. Means, I suggest, and is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb. Sugerir. Que. Is a conjunction that introduces the subordinate clause. Nos. Is the first person plural object pronoun, meaning, us. Centremos. Is the first person plural present subjunctive form of the verb. Centrar. Which means, to focus. En. Is a preposition meaning, on. Terminar. Is the infinitive form of the verb. Terminar. Which means, to finish. Esto. Is a demonstrative pronoun, meaning, this. Solo fue una casualidad. It was just a coincidence. Solo. Means, only, or, just, and is used to emphasize the singular nature of the event. Fue. Is the past tense of the verb, ser, to be. It's used here, because the subject of the sentence is, casualidad, a coincidence, which is a noun. Una. Means, a, or, one, and indicates that there was only one coincidence. Casualidad. Means, coincidence. The sentence emphasizes that there was only one coincidence, and that it was not planned, or intentional. Sé lo que es correcto. I know what is right. The sentence uses the verb saber, which means to know. It is conjugated in the first person singular present tense, se, to reflect the speaker. The object of the verb is the que clause, what is right. The que is a relative pronoun that introduces the clause, what, and es. Is the verb, to be conjugated in the third person singular present tense is correcto. Is the adjective correct, which is modifying the noun, what? No quiero esperar tanto. I don't want to wait so long. This sentence is in the present tense and expresses a desire or wish. Let's break it down. No means no or not and is used to negate the verb. Quiero is the first person singular present tense form of the verb querer, which means to want. So, quiero means I want. Esperar means to wait. Tanto is an adverb meaning so much or so long. Key concepts. Negation. The negative word no negates the verb quiero. Present tense. The sentence is in the present tense, which is used to express actions or states that are happening now or are generally true. Adverb. The adverb tanto modifies the verb esperar, indicating the extent of the waiting. Planeo quedarme en la ciudad. I plan to stay in the city. Breakdown. Planeo. This is the first person singular present tense of the verb planear. To plan. It indicates that the speaker is the one doing the planning. Quedarme. This is the first person singular present tense of the verb quedarse. To stay. It indicates that the speaker is the one staying. This is a reflexive verb, meaning the action is done to oneself. En. This is the preposition. En. In. It is used to indicate location. La ciudad. This is the definite article. La. The, followed by the noun. Ciudad. City. It indicates a specific city, likely one that is already known. Key concepts. Present tense. The sentence uses the present tense of the verbs planear and quedarse to indicate an action that is happening now or a planned future action. Reflexive verb. The verb quedarse is reflexive, meaning the action is performed on oneself. This is indicated by the pronoun me that is incorporated into the verb. Preposition. The preposition en is used to show the location of the action. Definite article. The definite article la is used to indicate a specific city that is already known to the speaker and listener. Tom dijo que tenía sed. Tom said that he was thirsty. Breakdown. Tom. This is the name Tom. Dijo. This is the past tense of the verb decir. To say. This is a regular verb in the third person singular. Que. This is a conjunction meaning that, introducing a subordinate clause. Tenía. This is the past tense of the verb tener. To have, in the third person singular. Said. This is the noun. Said. First. Key concepts. Past tense. The verbs. Dijo. And. Tenía. Are both in the past tense, indicating that the action took place in the past. Subordinate clause. The clause. Que tenía said. Is a subordinate clause, providing more information about what Tom said. Direct object. The noun. Said. Is the direct object of the verb. Tenía. Nos tenemos que ocupar de eso. We have to take care of that. This sentence uses the tener verb, which means to have, but is also used in a variety of expressions, including to have to, as in this case. This is a common use of tener that you'll encounter frequently. Here's the breakdown. Nos. Colon the direct object pronoun. north, is used here, meaning us. Tenemos. Colon the first person plural form of tener, which is to have. In this case, it is conjugated for the present tense. The north. Pronoun in this case is also used to signify the subject is we. Que. Colon this word translates to that, or which, and is used to introduce a subordinate clause. Ocupar. Colon this verb means to occupy, or to take care of. De. Colon this preposition indicates of. Eso. Colon this pronoun refers to something previously mentioned, and translates to that. Therefore, we have to take care of that, is the correct translation. No hay manera de salir de aquí. Estamos presos. There is no way to get out of here. We are trapped. No. Means no, and is used to negate the following verb phrase. I. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Haber. Which means to have, but in this case it is being used as an impersonal expression, which means there is / there are. Manera. Means way or manner. De. Is a preposition meaning of or from. Salir. Means to exit or to leave. De. Is the preposition from. Aquí. Means here. Estamos. Is the first person plural present indicative form of the verb. Estar. Which means to be. Presos. Is the masculine plural form of the adjective. Preso. Which means trapped or imprisoned. ¿Estáis seguros de esto? Are you sure about this? This sentence is a question in the vosotros form, which is the informal you use when addressing a group of people you know well, typically friends or family. ¿Estáis seguros? This is the core of the sentence, meaning, are you sure? This is the question mark, indicating a question. ¿Estáis? This is the verb, estar. To be, in the present tense, second person plural, vosotros, form. It indicates a state of being. Seguros, this is the adjective, seguro, sure, in the masculine plural form, agreeing with the pronoun, vosotros, you. The resto, this is a prepositional phrase that clarifies what the vosotros are sure about. The, this is the preposition, of. Esto, this is the pronoun, this. Referring to something previously mentioned, or understood. The sentence as a whole is a direct question, asking the listener, S, if they are certain about something. Esa muñeca da miedo. That doll is scary. Breakdown. Esa. Esa. Is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective, that. It refers to something that is not very close to the speaker, or listener. Muñeca. Muñeca. Is the noun, doll, in the feminine singular form. Da. Da. Is the third person singular form of the verb, da. Da. Which means, to give, but in this case, it is used in a different sense, meaning, to cause. Miedo. Miedo. Is the noun, fear. So, the sentence translates to, that doll causes fear. Or more naturally, that doll is scary. Llámame un taxi. Call me a taxi. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or request. It uses the informal form of the verb llama, llamar, which means to call, and is conjugated in the imperative form for the informal to. Tú. You. Llámame. This is the imperative form of the verb, llama, llamar. Conjugated for the informal, to. Tú. You. It means, call me. The, me, is a direct object pronoun that refers to the speaker, adding to the directness of the command. Un. This is the indefinite article meaning a, or an, referring to a singular and unspecified taxi. Taxi. This is the noun, taxi, referring to a vehicle used for hire. Key concepts. Imperative. A command or request. Direct object pronoun. Me, refers to the speaker, and clarifies who should be called. Indefinite article. An. Un. Specifies a single, unspecified taxi. Esta casa es bonita. This house is pretty. The sentence. Esta casa es bonita. Is a simple declarative sentence in Spanish. Esta. Is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Este. Meaning, this. It is used to indicate something close to the speaker. Casa. Is the feminine singular noun for house. Es. Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Ser. Which means, to be. It is used as a copulative verb to link the subject to the predicate. Bonita. Is the feminine singular form of the adjective. Bonito. Which means, pretty, or beautiful. The sentence translates to, this house is pretty, because it describes the house as being. Bonita. Pretty. Los boxeadores necesitan reflejos rápidos. Boxers need fast reflexes. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the third person plural form of the verb, necesitar. Necesitar. To need. Breakdown. Los. Los. Is the definite article meaning, the, and is used here as the plural masculine form. Boxeadores. Boxeadores. Is the plural noun meaning, boxers. Necesitan. Necesitan. Is the third person plural present tense form of the verb, necesita. Necesitar. To need. Reflejos. Reflejos. Is the plural noun meaning, reflexes. Rapidos. Rapidos. Is the masculine plural adjective meaning, fast. La cicatriz de su mejilla ya apenas se ve. The scar on his cheek is barely visible now. Breakdown. La cicatriz. Colon, this is the feminine singular definite article, la, plus the noun. Cicatriz. Scar. This refers to a specific scar. De su. Mejilla. Colon, this is the preposition, de, of, plus the possessive pronoun, su, his or her, plus the noun. Mejilla. Cheek. This indicates the location of the scar. Ya. Apenas. Si. Ve. Colon, this is an adverbial phrase that modifies the verb, cv, is seen. Ya. Already, emphasizes the passage of time. Apenas. Barely, indicates the limited visibility of the scar. Se. Is a reflexive pronoun that indicates that the scar is seen by someone else. Ve. Is the third person singular present indicative of the verb, ver, to see. Key concepts. Definite articles. La, is a definite article, indicating a specific scar. Possessive pronouns. Su, indicates that the scar belongs to someone else. Prepositions. De, indicates the location of the scar. Adverbial phrase. The phrase. Ya apenas. Modifies the verb, cv. Reflexive pronoun. Se. Indicates that the scar is seen by someone else. Present indicative. Ve. Is in the present indicative, showing that the scar is barely visible now. Conoces lo que debe hacerse, ¿verdad? You know what needs to be done, right? The sentence is a question, asking if the listener is aware of a specific task or action. Let's break it down. Conoces. Colon, this is the verb, to know,
in the second person singular form, meaning, you know, law. Colon, this is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned or understood. In this case, it refers to what needs to be done. Care. Colon, this is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. Dele. Colon, this is the verb, to have to, or to must, in the third person singular form, indicating obligation. Hacerse. Colon, this is the reflexive form of the verb, to do, meaning, to be done. Bernard. Colon, this is a common phrase used at the end of a sentence to make it a question, meaning, right? It's similar to saying, isn't it? Or, right? In English. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. The verb, hacerse, is in the reflexive form, which means the action is done to oneself. This is indicated by the use of the reflexive pronoun, se. Subordinate clauses. The sentence contains a subordinate clause introduced by the conjunction, que. This clause provides additional information about the object of the verb, no. Overall, the sentence implies that the listener is expected to be familiar with a particular task or action that needs to be completed. Tom, ¿qué estás haciendo aquí? Tom, what are you doing here? This sentence is a question in the present progressive tense and uses the tú form of the verb estar to ask Tom what he is doing. Tom is the name of the person being addressed. Que is the interrogative pronoun, what, and indicates that the speaker is asking a question. Estás is the present progressive form of the verb estar, meaning to be, and conjugated for the tú form of the pronoun you. It indicates that the action is happening now. Haciendo is the present participle of the verb hacer, meaning to do, and is used in conjunction with estar to form the present progressive. Aquí is the adverb meaning here, and indicates the location of the action. The sentence is asking Tom what he is doing at the current moment, and is a common way to initiate a conversation. Vivo en una casa vieja. I live in an old house. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb vivir, to live, which is vivo. The preposition en is used to indicate location. The noun casa, house, is modified by the adjective vieja, old. This is a simple sentence structure with a subject, verb, and object. Mentí. I lied. This sentence is very simple and consists of only one word. Mentí. This is the past tense of the verb mentir, which means to lie. The ending, I acute, indicates that this is the first person singular form of the preterite tense, which is used to describe a completed action in the past. Me encontré un dólar en la calle. I found a dollar on the street. Breakdown. Me. This is the pronoun, me, indicating the subject of the sentence. Encontré. This is the past tense of the verb, encontrar, to find. It's conjugated in the first person singular, meaning, I found. Un. This is the indefinite article, a, or, an, referring to $1. Dollar. This is the noun, dollar. En. This is the preposition, on, indicating location. La. This is the definite article, the, referring to, the street. Calle. This is the noun, street. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. The word, un, functions as the direct object of the verb, encontré, because it is the thing being found. Preposition. The word, en, is a preposition, connecting the verb to the noun.
La calle.